Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The fourth characteristic of a kingdom vision, which God wants Jesus wants to give us. No matter how zealous we are for God, no matter how much we are on fire for God to defend the things of God, without the truths or a revelation or an understanding, a higher understanding, you'll be doing things against God. And you will not know that you are doing things against God. You think that you are helping the church of God. You are not. Because you haven't taken it from the founder of the church, who is Jesus.
So when you are doing this,
number four feature of a kingdom vision is that it starts within you.
John chapter 1 verse
9. In talking about the Lord Jesus, the giver of kingdom vision, the Bible says that was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Every human being coming into the world has an encounter with the true light. The true light is Jesus. He is a light that is higher than our earthly lights. The Bible says that he lights every man who is coming into the world. In other words, he gives a certain understanding to every human being coming. So that deep within the person, there is a light from the true light. There is a kingdom vision in everyone. The unfortunate thing is that as we enter the world, we enter into a religious world, and they begin to teach us things that is not really agreeing with what is inside of our hearts. So a child is very near to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I don't forbid them, of such is the kingdom of God. Because children generally have this light that has not been adulterated by what the parents will tell them. That as for us, we are Africans, we don't do this. As for us, whatever limitations, we are poor. I am alone. They will begin to impose restrictions upon this kingdom vision that the child has from Jesus. We come into the world and we try to fit into a certain mold. This is how pastors behave. This is what pastors do. As for pastors' children, this is what they do. This is what Sofumami does. And you realize that religion gets to impose upon this light, this heavenly light that has shone in your heart, which is within you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a kingdom vision, look within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the kingdom is within you. Light is within you. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Your eyes need to be open. He said to Apostle Paul, go and open their eyes. So that they can receive the inheritance. What I've planned for them. God wants us to see. Because religion blinds us. When Adam and Eve fell by eating the religious fruit, it affected what they saw. It affected their vision. Suddenly they saw that they were naked. So the problem of the fall of man, the first place it affected us in our lives. The first place the fall attacked us was what we see. We suddenly begin to see weakness and nakedness and vulnerability. Kingdom vision empowers you. It makes you see that you are clothed with the righteousness of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It
makes you see that you are able to do it in Christ. Whatever thing God reveals to you, you will not see nakedness. Religion makes us see nakedness. And we think it is wonderful for us to see nakedness because it is true. Are we not naked? That is not what God wants you to see. He wants you to see your strength and your power. He wants you to see
Hallelujah.
The positive thing
Hallelujah.
That you have in Christ.
Hallelujah. Now, when you pass you say, "Am I who say you that the job?" Am I who say no cry and to me? Am I who say no cry and you have for? Am I who say no cry and you mobo?
When you see a kingdom vision, you see that I am able. You will see that I can do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not see your nakedness. Oh, you may be naked. I came to tell you that don't see like Adam and Eve. Religion will make you see that you can't do it. But when you meet Jesus, when you see a kingdom vision, He will tell you, are you not aware that you are a valiant man? Are you not aware that you are more than a conqueror? Are you not aware that I have overcome for you?
Yes.
Are you not aware that I am my right?
Yes.
Are you not aware that you are successful? Are you not aware that you are already healed?
Hallelujah! Na se wo sia Kristo ya obebi so sa na so wonim se metrini ni jware wa na ana so wonim se wo ye kunim di fo ana so wonim se mekwanim kandada ana so wonim se de nyina wie peye wo mimu ana ana so wonim ana.
Let the word of God ignite what the true light shone in your heart.
Ma wonyame asem no kanai wonyame no kra na ye kan wo wo mu no.
That God filling your heart deep inside when you were a child and you told your daddy that, "Daddy, I am going to be so and so in future," and they said, "Shut up, I want you to go back for the heavenly vision."
Hallelujah. Na me ka tro se sanko wachi adia Christo di se umu kaina nsana wo bia wa no ka tro baba se da me ya bank manager wasi ka wanu tu mu sanko fa na kani biom.
A kingdom vision is to be written down in a statement form. It is not supposed to be in your head or in your heart. Or I should put it this way. It should be written down. Don't let it just be in your heart and in your head. Write it down. The Bible says that the prophet Habakkuk was waiting to get a revelation from God.
Now, for Habakkuk,
He said, I will stand on my watch and see what he will tell me. In other words, he was waiting upon God for something. He said, God, speak into my heart. And the word of the Lord came to the prophet. In other words, God was saying, I'm not going to give you any other revelation. What I'm giving you already, write the vision and make a plan upon table, that he may run not read at it. But the vision, the heavenly vision, is for an appointed time. He said, at the end it will speak. Go and tarry, wait for it. Because it will not tarry. It will come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Many people are still waiting upon God. When God has shown in their hearts and all that he requires of them as they stand on their watch for another revelation, another prophetic vision, is that they should write down what they had in their hearts.
When
you are writing it down, it should be inspiring. Because the reason for writing it down is for other people to read it and to be inspired by it. It should be short. In those days, they wrote in stone. So it should be short. It should be simple. It should be people focused. And it should be timeless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What God reveals to you in building kingdom structures in your life, write it down. Not just for yourself, but for others to be inspired by it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I like Walt Disney's way they put their vision. I'll give you an example. You know, Walt Disney is the world-renowned company that gives us all the children's stuff, all the cartoons, and all the enjoyments. Do you know their vision? Their vision is, quote, to make people happy. That is how inspiring it is. If you hear this vision, you feel like I want to be a part of it. To make people happy. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why if you watch cartoons, you'll be happy. Oh yeah. Adults can even watch cartoons. What is the vision of Google? Google says their vision is, quote, to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. I am trying to teach us that write down your vision. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
That is a characteristic of kingdom vision. Apostle Paul had to write a lot of things down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are reading it. And we are running with the same vision. The next number, I've lost count, is that a kingdom vision lives beyond you to your posterity. I'll say it again. A kingdom vision that you must have. All of us listening to me. It lives beyond you to your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, a heavenly vision never ends.
Now, Onyankopo ahenya nisuade hu na ani awiye. Ekwatra wo ne wo ma ne wo nananom bebre.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So the vision only came through you. Actually, it is not for you. That is why it's bigger than you. That is why God can take you away at any time he wants. If you identify with the kingdom vision. Because he is a king and he can do everything, anything he likes. With your life. And you cannot question it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we must have vision that is timeless.
I was saying,
if your vision can be accomplished in your lifetime, it is really not a kingdom vision. A kingdom vision goes beyond you. That is why God said, write it down. So that other people will come and read it. Your children will come and read it. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So that vision may not be realized in your lifetime. But you must plan. And you must prepare your generations for it. Believe me, as long as God is alive. And because God gave you that vision, he will align all your children after you to answer to that vision. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
It's wonderful, isn't it? So a kingdom vision cannot be achieved alone. That is why it lays beyond you. You need to hook up with other people. It only came through you. But it is for other people. There is a problem in the body of Christ. When people say so and so's vision, I want to correct something in the name of the Lord. A vision doesn't belong to any one person if it's a kingdom vision. If it's a religious vision, you can protect it yourself. You understand it? You can scatter other people in order for you to consolidate that vision. Is that it?
Yes.
You can claim ownership of it. But if it is a heavenly vision, you can't do
that.
You are just a vessel that God brought into the world to open a certain door, to open a certain light, to blaze a certain trail where people have not trodden. He gives you a vision, a light, and an understanding that captivates you, that you are restricted by it. But after you have finished it, he has every right in his sovereignty as a king to take you out without asking permission from your wife or your husband or your children or your church or from anybody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not for you. Don't say my vision is this. The vision is for the whole. The vision of the pastor is not his vision. It is the vision of the congregation. Until people take ownership of it. The pastor's work is undone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should not stand and say, my vision is not your vision. Give ownership to the people. Tell them it is for them. God only used you. You are not bigger than the vision that when you go, the vision goes. When you come, the vision has come. No, you haven't done anything as a leader, as a kingdom leader. As a leader, fine. Religious, okay, fine. You can make progress, but as a kingdom leader that Jesus was, you'll be taken away.
Na se wonim se wo wo asase so aniswade hu dia na obetumi aka se media media na se wo osra hinim aniswade hu dia wonim se ekotra wo ntie be ya sori man nyina aniswade hu
you will be taken away in the vision given to other people
na onyame be yiwa fi ho no dia aniswade hu na mo bi foforo
so you cannot achieve a kingdom vision alone
enu ti onyankopo ahini aniswade hu na nya nkuto na obetumi
ama you need to hook up with others who will read it
I was say woni ebinum so enya nkita hu dia
hook up with mentors. Hook up with coaches. Hook up with wise men. Hook up with advisors. Whose spirit God has stirred up. So bring it about. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Undoubtedly.
Na ye kan
Jesus
yes
had a vision
no when he swade hunu
his vision
and this swade hunu no
is still his vision
and your one any swade
is to see the kingdom of God on earth
say obe ye be hu osu ahine ni wasasi so
and 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says that he will not rest until he will come again and give the kingdom to God and surrender everything to God and then he can bow out and God will become all in all in the new heaven and the new earth.
Now Christo dear, na ni so de hu ni se amanka wieya no odidia onyame de ma ni na be san ama no na onyankopon san ba be di hene na wa ya ahene mu hene bi.
Finally, the last thing I want to share with you about a kingdom vision is that a heavenly vision is challenging to the status quo.
Eye adia ene dia daada ye nim no ebo abura
I will say it again
na kan ni biom
a kingdom vision is always challenging to the status quo
na so wo so ahenie no ani so ade ho a ene ya daada brabo anadia ye nim no ebo abura
because of that it will either make people see you as foolish
na esan santi eme binim hu hu se wonim nyansa
or you are crazy
ana wa dwene bom
or you don't live in the real world.
Now we are see ya one as a wound timubi.
As we talk about it, as you talk about it, they will say get real.
Now I'm not walking sa hinya ni swadi wunam so bra.
This thing cannot happen in your lifetime. Thank God for that.
Now when I see ya kasa wa
it makes it a kingdom vision. It goes beyond you. It is not all about you.
And ya wunku to wasem.
Let us begin to say things that challenges the status quo. That will make your friends say that be real, be real. You are in Africa, be real. You are in Ghana. The church is not ready. The church is whatever thing, be real. Let people tell you that.
Abibi mamu na uya wanu ha masata kwade ne wani jana kansampa na makike do brodo ke kansama ebeman kofa ke kasa afa wo
a kingdom vision will make you look like a rebellious person
na so wo so ahini ani so ade ho atu ma wo sai so obi a wutu atia
oh yeah
yeah
hey
she
how the world how our Christian history have been challenged by people God gave a vision and they were termed as rebellious against the existing order. Some of them were excommunicated. Some of them, they were put outside the church. But it was God who gave them that vision.
Hallelujah. Nabi wa hoa, wanyamiani suwadi hunu adibamaunu. Asore demu mpokra yabe kwetiao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the work of God has been enhanced if you read church history. Right from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verse 40 and 41. The work of God has been enhanced by people who were tagged as rebellious and as deviants. When they came to town, everybody said, hey, watch these people. They have come to cause confusion to the things that we know of already, which we have built our lives upon. But the test for a kingdom vision. The test for a kingdom vision. To know that what somebody is claiming is a kingdom vision. Is that there will always be an exaltation, not exaltation necessarily, but a revelation of Jesus. Because Jesus is still meeting people on the road to Damascus. And he's showing them it is not like this, it is like that. And I'm sending you to go and open your eyes to what you have seen, so that they will also have an inheritance that my son came to die for. Finally, go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 29. Let me show you something from verse 18. Oh, a heavenly vision is the only vision of your life that will bring happiness to you. It is the only thing that when you do, it will have an inner satisfaction and happiness. Because that is the reason for your life. And God will always empower you. He will provide for you. We call it provision. For what he has put in your hands. Proverbs 29 verse 18 says, wow. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. In other words, people do jack of all trades. Religion will make you do everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Religion will make you do everything that you don't need anybody because you are a one-stop shop. But the kingdom God will give you a vision and give that person also a vision and give another vision and give another, and each of them will limit them, captivate them so that they stay within the boundary, and once they are in their boundary, they will need the help of the other person whose vision is that, and that is how God unites. It is only a kingdom vision that unites the church of God.
Hallelujah. Onyame wo dia ma wo na wo hye wan kasa wo kɔ ne mu na wo yi obi so dia ma na wo be hu se wo be hia saa wo nipa no so de e ma ya wo mu a na sa ya wo saa hini anum ani so ade ho a ene na betumi ama wo nyame magina ya bo me sa so be hu se wo hia obi bi.
So the Bible says that if you don't have a vision,
wo se se wo nya ni so ade ho a
you do everything in this world,
wo be ya bibia wo wi ase mu,
you become a one stop person.
Ebe ya se bibia wo hu mu.
But look, the opposite. He says, but happy is he who keeps the law. When that is used, then you see that it is going to counter the first idea. So the bat is just telling us that where there is a vision, the person will become happy. Because what? He keeps the law. In the Hebrew, I know it is Torah.
But
ladies and gentlemen, it is just talking about he keeps within his limits. He doesn't cast off restraint. He knows his limitation. He keeps in the boundary of the law. He stays in what God has called him to do. Because of that, he is happy. Because he stays in his limits. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have a heavenly vision, Jesus will be exalted in your life. When you have a heavenly vision, and Jesus is not exalted, Jesus is not revealed, it's not a heavenly vision. It will reveal Jesus, who is the source. In fact, I should say, who is your true joy?
Or no anywhere need
to. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us not waste our time anymore. Let us not waste our times anymore. Persecuting people from place to place. Having a zeal for God but without truth. Without knowledge. The head of the apostles said, grow in the favor of Jesus. Grow in his knowledge. In other words, Jesus came full of grace and truth. Grow in it. Grow in his grace. And grow in truth. Grow in your knowledge, in your revelation of Jesus. God bless all of us.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion Offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.